This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for part two of the show. Well, on the way, we have more autumn songs. Yep, that's our musical theme this week. Part one of our annual fall festival. And for the countdown today, we've gone back to the first weekend of October in 1957. And for fashions in 57, they're saying that women's hair will remain short, but it can be made to look long. Women are choosing from the Castilian and Ragdoll styles. Well, it was mostly all long hair at the Miss America pageant back in September, and the winner was honey-haired Marilyn Elaine Van Derber, age 20 of Denver. Green eyes, 35, 25, 36. Her talent? Playing the Hammond organ, which she really didn't know how to play. Her sorority sisters at the University of Colorado half-jokingly entered her in the Miss Colorado pageant, and the only talent she had were a couple of songs on the organ that she had memorized from childhood. But that was good enough to win the crown. Well, let's get back to the countdown this weekend in 57. Resuming at number 12, here's Jane Morgan and Fascination.
Fascination, I know, and it might have ended right then at the start. Just a passing glance, just a brief romance, and I might have gone. It was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touched your hand, and next moment I kissed you. Fascination turned to love.
That was Jane Morgan with the Troubadours and Fascination, record number 12 this weekend in 1957. The song was a French standard and was featured in the motion picture Love in the Afternoon. And the 36-year-old Jane Morgan from Newton, Massachusetts, turned it into her only top 10 hit, peaking at number 7. Now, Morgan was born Florence Catherine Currier, and she is a relative of Nathaniel Currier, of Currier and Ives fame. Well, let's discover a little more about our world of 68 years ago. Well, so far it's been a quiet hurricane season. Just 8 storms total and 3 hurricanes have formed, including a major storm, Audrey. In late June, it struck eastern Texas and western Louisiana. 416 people were killed, and it caused $150 million in damage. Well, on a brighter note, the island of Hawaii and the mainland of the U.S. are now linked for the first time by a telephone cable. The $37 million submarine cable, laid last summer, runs from just north of San Francisco to near Honolulu. On August 1st, NORAD is formed to coordinate U.S. and Canadian air defenses. Meanwhile, August 21st, President Eisenhower announced a 2-year suspension of nuclear testing. On Capitol Hill, August 28th, South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond sets a record for the longest filibuster with his 24-hour, 18-minute speech railing against the Civil Rights Bill. Well, brand new at the bookstore is Jack Kerouac's On the Road. And speaking of the road, September 4th was E-Day as the Ford Motor Company introduced the Edsel.
They'll know you've arrived. when you drive up in the 1958 Edsel, the car that's truly new from nameplate to taillight.
The marquee of the Ford Motor Company of the late 50s, the Edsel. 1 month old here in early October 1957. Well, far more popular than the Edsel is Tony Bennett, and he's at number 11 this week.
In the middle of an island, in the middle of the ocean, you and I beneath the moonlight, just the monkeys and the palm trees. In the middle of an island, when it's time to do some kissing, when it's time for lots of loving, I'm walking barefoot in the sand. Though there's no island at all, just a picture on my wall. My darling, how I wish we could be in the middle of an island, in the middle of the ocean. You and I forever, darling, in a paradise for two.
That's Tony Bennett in the middle of an island, lounging at number 11 this week. It peaked at number 9 here in the autumn of 1957, his first top 10 hit in 4 years. And now it's time for sports. And the World Series is underway between the Yankees and the Braves. Whitey Ford beat Warren Spahn in Game 1. Lou Burdette bettered Bobby Shantz in Game 2. And the series is in Milwaukee this weekend. Game 3 went to the Bombers. A 5-run seventh gave them a 12-3 win. Tony Kubek becomes the second rookie to hit 2 homers in a World Series game. But the Braves bounce back for Game 4. Eddie Matthews won it with a 2-run blast in the 10th. Then on Monday, Lou Burdette would win again, 1-0 in Game 5. But Hank Bauer's homer in the bottom of the 7th of Game 6 keeps the Yanks alive. And that set up Game 7. The Braves' Warren Spahn was suffering from the flu, so Burdette went back out there on 2 days' rest and tossed a 5-0 shutout. The Braves would win the World Series this week, their first title since the miracle Boston Braves of 1914. Hank Aaron hit 3 home runs and drove in 7. In football, the Giants are defending champs, and they beat the Eagles this weekend 24-20. Detroit beat Green Bay 24-14. Cleveland down Pittsburgh 23-10. And the Lions and Browns would meet in the championship, and Detroit would clobber Cleveland. College gridiron, Oklahoma's the 2-time defending champ and winners of 41 straight. They'd stretch that to 47 games until Notre Dame beat them late in the season. And that led to split national champions between Auburn and Ohio State. And in boxing, Carmen Basilio is the new middleweight champ. He beat Sugar Ray Robinson in a split decision on September 23rd. And that's a check on sports from this weekend in 1957. And back to the Billboard Top 100 from this weekend, and we're at number 7, and once again, it's Johnny Mathis.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me. close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good. Think you could. Well, chances are your chances are awfully good. The chances are your chances are awfully
Johnny Mathis, Chances Are, at number 7 this weekend in 57, and once again accompanied by Ray Conniff's orchestra. That was moving up to number 1, the first chart topper for the 22-year-old from San Francisco. Well, let's give you a bonus record now from over on the Disc Jockey chart, debuting at number 18 this week, the latest from Vic Damone, An Affair to Remember.
Out of time and space, our love affair, may it always be a flame to burn through eternity. So take
old Brooklyn native Vic Damone, An Affair to Remember, from this summer's hit movie of the same name starring Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. Damone was accompanied by the Percy Faith Orchestra, and it peaked at number 16. That was one of the records we were listening to here in October of 1957. And we're listening to the memories today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme is Autumn Songs. Yep, we've decorated the showcase in brilliant fall colors. Here's the Frankie Carl Orchestra with a number called Falling Leaves.
But there's no spring at all. you're not here. So autumn winds grow past my heart through the year. But there's no spring at all when you're not here. So autumn winds grow past my heart to the
That's Al Hibbler from 1956 and Autumn Winds, accompanied by Leroy Lovett's orchestra. And before that, from 1946, the Frankie Carl Orchestra and Falling Leaves. And now, Joe Stafford.
When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down frosty window pane shows me a town grown lonely. That spring of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed it you, any fall could come in view. So early, early, darling, if you care, please let me know I'll meet you anywhere. Let's never have to share another early autumn. Let's never share.
Here's pianist Brian Crane out of Hollywood, California, and his composition titled simply Autumn from his 1996 album A Light in the Trees. And before that, from 1952, Joe Stafford and Early Autumn, accompanied by the Paul Weston Orchestra, the melody by Woody Herman and Ralph Burns, and the lyrics from Johnny Mercer. It is early autumn, and we're celebrating today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, our trip down memory lane takes us back 68 years to October of 1957. And on Billboard Magazine's Top 100 that weekend, record number 2 was by Debbie Reynolds.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy.
After 5 weeks at number one, Debbie Reynolds had Tammy at number two this weekend in 1957. She was backed by the Joseph Gershenson Orchestra, and the 25-year-old from El Paso sang it in the motion picture in which she starred, Tammy and the Bachelor. And speaking of the movies, that's where we're headed right now, to the cinema to see what Hollywood's offering up this weekend. We have a couple of new cartoons. There's Greedy for Tweety. Tweety Bird, Sylvester Cat, and Hector the Bulldog chase each other around and wind up in the hospital. And there's Bugsy and Muggsy. Bugs Bunny meets up again with gangsters Rocky and Muggsy. And this one's not as good as the first one. There's the full-length Disney feature, Perry, The Adventures of a Squirrel. Other main features include Rain Tree County with Elizabeth Taylor and Montgomery Clift, as well as Eva Marie Saint, Nigel Patrick, Walter Abel, and Lee Marvin. Jet Pilots, the latest from John Wayne, co-starring Janet Leigh. For a Western, there's 310 to Yuma with Glenn Ford and Van Heflin. A Salute to Lon Chaney, Man of a Thousand Faces with James Cagney, also Dorothy Malone and Jane Greer. From literature, The Sun Also Rises, Tyrone Power, Ava Gardner, Mel Ferrer, and Errol Flynn. And a drama based on a true story, The Three Faces of Eve, with Lee Cobb, David Wayne, and a relatively unknown in Hollywood, Joanne Woodward.
You remember Dr. Day?
Sure. Hi.
How are you, Mrs. White?
Well, that's what you think.
Oh, this is Miss Eve Black, Doctor. How do you do, Miss Black?
How do you do?
You don't mind talking to both of us, do you?
Oh, no. The more they are, the better I like them.
And you say you are not Mrs. White now?
Okay, you want to hear it again? I'm not Mrs. White. My name is Eve Black.
Then how does it happen that you remember meeting me?
Because I know everything that happens to her. She don't know anything about me, but I know everything about her. Everything I want to, anyway.
Everyone would know Joanne Woodward after The Three Faces of Eve, and she'd win an Oscar for Best Actress. But she'll really become a celebrity just before the Academy Awards when she marries Paul Newman on January 29th, 1958. And he's also in the movies this week with Anne Blythe in The Helen Morgan Story.
What's the matter, Larry? Did the redhead tell you to get lost tonight, or is your conscience bothering you?
No, neither one. Look, I can't let you alone. Put your face on every dame I've been with. Doesn't that mean something? After I saw you tonight, I couldn't sleep. I was out there walking the pavement just like you were.
All you have to do is show your face in the dark. You think it's so easy, don't you?
I don't know. You tell me.
Don't touch me. I don't want to feel your hands on me. You're hurting me.
I was the first, good, bad, or indifferent, and I'm still stuck on you.
Anne Blythe and Paul Newman from The Helen Morgan Story. And by the way, it was Gogi Grant who provided the vocals for the soundtrack. Musicals included Les Girls with Gene Kelly, Mitzi Gaynor and Kay Kendall. Doris Day and John Raitt bring the pajama game to the big screen. And Frank Sinatra stars in The Joker is Wild, with Mitzi Gaynor, Gene Crane, and Eddie Albert. Lots of good music in that one, including a soon-to-be hit for Frank, All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes. If it's real, when somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. For sure, I'm gonna love you all the way.
Motion picture The Joker is Wild, All the Way. That was Frank Sinatra and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, a soon-to-be-released single that would make it to number two here in 1957. Also today, our musical theme is autumn. And how about we go traveling this fall? Here's cellist Martin Tillman doing Autumn in Paris. Thank you.
in Rome. My heart remembers fountains where children played, gardens where dreams were made. Autumn in Rome. Memories like embers glow when I seem to hear Arrivederci dear. Walks beneath the pines that grace the golden sky, stopping now and then to share a lover's sigh. You and I, yes, let winter come. All my Decembers I'll spend just dreaming of the way lovely autumn in Rome. One lovely autumn in Rome.
That's Buddy Greco from 1964, Autumn in Rome, from his album My Last Night in Rome. And the orchestra was led by Marty Manning. And before that, it was Martin Tillman and Autumn in Paris from his 2004 album, A Year in Zurich. Now, Tillman was born in Zurich, Switzerland, but moved to the U.S. in the late 80s. And you've heard his cello in a ton of movies, you just didn't know it was him. And he's recorded with all the top artists over the years. We are rejoicing in autumn today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Go there and check out our list of affiliates. We also have our show schedule, plus the wildly popular Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter and the email address Craig, C-R-A-I-G at oldtimesradio.com. Well, it's been part one of our musical tribute to fall today, and here's our final number. This is Amy Shea, a composition she titled Autumn Moments. Thank you. That's the New Age pianist from St. Cloud, Minnesota, Amy Shea. And that's spelled S-K-J-E-I. And that was Autumn Moments. It's been the Songs of Fall, Part 1, on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song in the USA from this first weekend of October in 1957. But first, our number one news story, the Little Rock Crisis. Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas was the site of the incident, the beginning of desegregated public schools. The Supreme Court had ruled 3 years ago in Brown v. Board of Education that segregated schools were unconstitutional. The Little Rock School Board agreed to comply with the ruling, and 9 black students were selected to attend the previously all-white Central High. Several segregationist groups planned to hold protests outside the school and physically block the black students from entering. And on the first day of school, September 4th, Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus deployed the National Guard to support the protesters.
Units of the National Guard have been and are now being mobilized with the mission to maintain or restore the peace and good order of this community. Advanced units are already on duty on the grounds of Central High School.
Faubus was called to meet with President Eisenhower. Ike thought he had convinced Faubus to allow the 9 to enter peaceably, but Faubus changed tactics. He removed the National Guard, leaving only the city police. As the students entered the side of the school that day, word spread that they were in the building, and the protesters rioted. That night, the president announced that he was sending members of the 101st Airborne to provide the Little Rock 9 safe passage into Central High.
I have today issued an executive order directing the use of troops under federal authority to aid in the execution of federal law at Little Rock, Arkansas. The very basis of our individual rights and freedoms rests upon the certainty that the president and the executive branch of government will support and ensure the carrying out of the decisions of the federal courts, even when necessary, with all the means at the president's command. The interest of the nation in the proper fulfillment of the law's requirements cannot yield to opposition and demonstrations by some few persons. Mob rule cannot be allowed to override the decisions of our courts.
By the end of the final week of September, Faubus tried to regain the initiative with even more drastic talk, slandering his political opponents, and even thinking aloud about calling a special session of the Arkansas legislature to abolish the public school system. But a solution to the crisis was reached by President Eisenhower. It was quick, firm, and decisive. And that was the top news story from early October 1957. And sitting atop the Billboard record chart this week is a 24-year-old singer from Camas, Washington, Jimmy Rogers.
Honeycomb, honeycomb. Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. So honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard what then? Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walk talking honeycomb. Well, a honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word that sounds about sweet like a turtle dove. And I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere. We're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb.
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 What a debut for Jimmy Rogers. His first hit goes to number one, Honeycomb. He was accompanied by the Hugo Peretti Orchestra. Peretti was the A&R man for this brand new label, Roulette Records. And they and Jimmy Rogers had their first gold record with Honeycomb. It was a top 10 on the country and western chart, a two-week topper on the R&B survey, and it spent 4 weeks at number one on the Billboard Top 100, including this weekend in 1957. And my friends, that's it for this week's show. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff, signing off for Seems Like Old Times.